Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course. It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Hello, boys and girls, and I'm back. Yes, been a couple weeks off. It's me, DDP, and this is DDP Radio. Today is going to be all about Team DDP Yoga. People, our workout. If you've got questions, today's the day to ask them. We're going to go to the phones early, so if you have a question, you may want to get online right now. The number is, Robert, tell them the number.
It's 347-994-1216.
Okay, the same number I called it. That's 347-994-1216. Get on the line early. We're going to give you a little update on what's been happening. God, so much has happened since the last time. Oh, people trying to text me in. I wish there was a way I could turn the phone off. I tried to call you from my house phone tonight, but the damn thing wouldn't work. So I went to the cell phone, which at some point just kicks out on me. And my cohorts there, Stacy will kick in, or Sparkster will kick in. Stacy, how you doing tonight, honey?
I'm doing great. We've got your back, D-Man.
Okay, and if anybody has any questions that you don't want to call in, but you want to type them in the chat room, Stacy's right there for you. So you just forward the questions right over there. And Sparky, how have you been for the last couple of weeks, dude?
I've been doing pretty good, man. It's been really, really busy. But I'm also happy to report I made it to my 40th birthday somehow.
Wow. All right. Happy birthday.
Thanks. And via the power of DDP Yoga, I bowled a league on Thursday nights, and when they found out it was my birthday, everybody was pretty excited, but when they found out I was 40, they all flipped out, and the one guy's like, I thought at most you were 33. So, and instantly I went into the DDP Yoga spiel and got two packages, two guys sold on it. So
that's fantastic. And, you know, Sparky, I bet not many 40-year-olds can do a side crow like you do. So, you go.
Yeah, not many of them can put their glasses through their face either.
Yeah.
I tell you, you know, we got the retreat coming up here in July, and we had to close it down about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, because we have too many people. We're over 70 people, and I swear I wasn't going to go over 60, but we're over 70 people going to be at the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. And on our last night down there, I believe it was David Orth and Mike Mullins both decided they were going to go into Black Crow and see who could hold it the longest, and they both face-planted right into the cement floor. it was priceless. Dave Orth is such a class act, and so is Mikey. Mikey's his own animal, though.
But now, was that due to a lack of practice or actual too much of the sampling?
it had all about the liquor. I mean, Ort could have held that position forever, but he, especially going against Mullins, they would have been tearing it down. And we're going to have to put that, I'm going to put that challenge out there at one of our work, one of the workouts down there for them to do a face-off sober and see. So now you know, Dave, I know you're listening at some point on the blog or something. I know Mullins is because he's like radio, he's got more radio experience than any of us. He's been in the business his whole life. So I know at some point he's listening to this or he's listening to it live. So I'm going to put you guys up there. Up on that bandstand that we got there, it's going to be so jammed. And thank God that breeze comes off the ocean. And I never believed it. I'm up on that damn stage leading these classes, and it's hot up there. And I came down to get some water one time there at break. I go, what the hell is with this breeze? This breeze coming through here was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it was a breeze. And that first time was in August. I couldn't believe it. But it's really going to be a great time. And after our second workout, we always head down to whatever casinos I'm out for a pool bar. And, you know, some people drink, some people don't, but we have a party, and it's a good time before we head out for dinner that night. So with this group, oh, my God, it's going to be insane. So that's if you missed it, you might be able to get on a wait list. I think there's four or five people on that as well. And we'll see what happens as people come, you know, to the last days of the rest of their money in, but it's going to be a hell of a time. Why I haven't been here for so long, God, so much has happened. The big goal that I really wanted to do over WrestleMania weekend, which I have to tell you that as much as I wanted to go to the Hall of Fame, I wanted to see Mick Foley get inducted, and Booker T were two of the guys I really wanted to see get inducted there, and I never even made it because, you know, I had a DDP a workout, an intro workout, which is nothing like the workshops, because the workshops are, DDP Yoga workshops are really broken down, and we spend like two and a half hours and 20 minutes really getting into, you know, the art of it and the position. And I can do so much fine-tuning over that period. What I did over that WrestleMania weekend going into to Mania, I had so many autograph signings that I was doing for Access for the WWE, and then I was doing for WrestleCon, and me and Jake were on our feet for 8 to 10 hours on cement floors. And, you know, when you're in 50, dark, you're kind of shape, you know, kicks your ass. And then I did an intro workout, just like I'm doing this weekend. I think it's called Comic-Con in Chicago. All the information's up on DDP Yoga. If you want to come by and see us there, we're doing a workout on Saturday after the Comic-Con closes down, which is around 7:30. So I think we're going to be doing a workout there, and it'll be fun. It'll be anybody can do it. So if you're from that area and you're going to drive up, I know that two of our newest members who started less than a year ago, Gabe and his girlfriend Brittany, and you might have seen them if you've checked out our transformations lately. They sent me the most beautiful email, and Gabe has lost 129 pounds. He's 22 years old. He lost 122 pounds in the last 10 months. But his girlfriend, Brittany, she lost 85.
Wow.
So, and you know, they didn't take the pictures when they started. Wish to God they did. They took the pictures of, you know, front and side, but they didn't take those positioning pictures. But, you know, you can always tell when someone's really done it by what they can do now. And they both sent me pictures of themselves in the wrap and burn standing position.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I still can't do that. I'm not going to get jealous.
Hey,
for
the documercial, that's another thing that we've done over this period. Right before I went to WrestleMania, we filmed the documercial. And Stace was, I'd never seen her do the standing one-legged position. And it's, you know, that's a really challenging position. And anyone can do it. You just got to work at it. And I called her today because I want to do flashes of people all doing the one-legged, you know, the roundhouse kick, the one leg up in the air. And Stacey nailed it. She said it to me. So proud of you, girl. That was
awesome. I nailed it for me. I mean, everyone's different. This is what I want to get across to people. I mean, I think genetically less flexible than most people, and it took me years to get to this point, and I still don't do it the way DDP does it or Arthur does it, but I do it the way I do it, and I'm really happy that I can at least get my leg in the air and touch my foot. That's big.
No, don't put that down. Everybody's genetically different. You know, you do it, but it looked great, and you look gorgeous, you know. And I had
my makeup on and my jewelry and everything, and, you know.
Of course you did. It was Stacey'd out. I mean, it was perfect. And if you put that before picture next to that picture, whoa.
God, yeah.
And Stacey, where do you see the footage? Because we have a new video that we're going to be able to put you out of this, and it's amazing. It's really amazing. We had a couple of the people sitting around, you know, the table tonight talking about analytics and, you know, all the inner workings of the internet, because that's why GDP Yoga is so successful. And it showed the picture, the before picture of your face, and then you start talking, and three guys who had never seen that went, oh my God, wow, she looks awesome. I mean, it was like, it was all like one at one time. Everybody did it. It was pretty funny, but yeah, I just want you guys. We're going to be testing that, you know, probably over the summer, and we've taken our time with this because it's a labor of love. But at the same time, we know we've missed the peak season, and we want to make sure it's right. And we're going to keep playing with it until we hit it. But we went to WrestleMania, and my goal was for people to see Jake the Snake Roberts. They've heard about it. They've seen pictures, but they hadn't seen him. And I tell you that Jake stole the show. Everyone, because we were at WWE's hotel at the Westin in the city, and man, I mean, everybody was talking. It was like he was walking on clouds. And then we went right from there to we were back in Atlanta for a couple days, and then we zoomed right out to Las Vegas, where the CAC, which is the Cauliflower Alley Club, they were in Ring of Honor, and that's like their Hall of Fame. Now, this organization, the Cauliflower Alley Club, has been around for 48 years. And this year, the guy got inducted with Jake was Ivan Koloff, and Edge, Adam Copeland, was brought in, and he had no idea he was getting this award. And Cope was, I mean, he was amazing up there, very funny the way he is. And Jim Ross brought him on. But when Jake, because we're all sitting in the front tables, and when Jake, we were sitting around at the table, and the guy who started it was J.J. Dillon, but one of the guys before him came over, and, he just was testing the mic, and he walked over towards Jake, and he looked at him and said, like, would you stand up? And when Jake stood up, he said, for any of you people here tonight who think there's a Jake Roberts impersonator, I want you to know that this is really Jake Roberts. Because they'd seen him there a couple of years early, 2 years ago, and it just wasn't the same cat, And, I mean, everybody roared and clapped. And then they inducted a few, inductees. And Molly Holly, who's she's one of my favorite girls, she got inducted. And then right after that, they brought me up to induct Jake. And J.J. Dillon gave me the most, just the most beautiful introduction, remembering that I was the guy who drove the pink Cadillac to WrestleMania back in 89. And then, what is my career? And just did, it was just such a touching, introduction. I felt like I was getting inducted. And when I got there to the podium, everybody gave me a standing ovation. And it had so much to do with the love, that's happened, with Jake and Scott and just everything about doing it. And it was amazing, got all choked up and, had some funny stuff to say about Jake and then brought him up. And, man, he was so tears coming down his face and everything. And he just looked around at the people and he said, you're killing my gimmick. And everybody just roared. So for anybody who wants to see that, We're going to be putting clips of it up on DDP TV, and that will come up probably this week sometime, coming up here, and then we're going to play the whole thing because the audio actually came out pretty good. So, you know, that's where we've been the last couple of weeks and why I couldn't be here to host a show or bring on guests or whatever. And I know that Sparky and Stacy and Robert, I know, Robert, thank you so much for all the stuff you do, buddy, and, you know, keeping the whole team DDP Yoga together. It's essential because it is a team. And, you know, I always tell people this is the greatest site because people actually give a shit, you know. Mm-hmm. And it all, one person caring about another and paying it forward. Just to give people a little update, because we get a lot of people from London that tune into this show. I should say for the whole UK. But actually, you know, we get our Google Analytics. We know where people come from that go to DDP Yoga to look at the site. And, you know, eventually when people come back and then they get it, you know. And London today was number two, which is really amazing. New York's
wow.
number one, like it is most times. You know, Chicago can be number one. I'll be there this weekend.
I think it's only a matter of time until Queen Elizabeth jumps on board.
That would be interesting. you know, we get a lot of people from the UK, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there in June 27th, 28th. I'm doing a wrestling show there. I'm doing a wrestling seminar. I'm doing two DDP yoga workshops. So if you want to be a part of it in Swindon, Swindon, England, S-W-I-N-D-O-N, I think it is. And then I'm going to Scotland, which I'm really stoked about that, too. I'm going to buzz over there for like 2 days. And, again, do a wrestling show, a wrestling seminar, and a DDP yoga workshop. And then I go back to London and do a signing there, right there in the city itself. And then I hop on a plane and fly straight into Atlanta, change all my bags over, and go right to Mexico. And I'll be at the retreat for a week.
Wow.
And then the biggest thing, it ends like with a bash. I've been invited by Tony Robbins to come to his big seminar that he's doing. It's a 4-day deal in Chicago. I'm so excited about that. What'd you say, bro?
I can't even imagine how excited you are.
Yeah, it's going to be pumped, and I'll need it because after that I'll need to like hibernate for 3 days. But, you know, I'm going to be so pumped up going to see Tony Robbins because Tony's the guy that I give a lot of credit to for people say, how do you do it? How do you stay so positive? How do you, like, I was interviewed on a show the other day. That was really touching to me. It's Mark Merrow's buddies down in Orlando, and they have a show called The Monsters. And Russ, who's the lead guy there, said, you know, I want you to tell me how you do it. Like, when you became a wrestler, you started as a manager, and you started at 35, and then you tore your rotator cuff and they fired you. Like, what makes you think you could start at 35, never mind come back at 37, when everybody says you'll never be able to do it, but you just keep pressing on. And then before you know it, in 6-7 years, you're a world champion. He goes, and this is the main reason he brought this up. He said, and then, you know, we have been friends for years, at least 12, 15 years, me and Russ. And he said, you brought us this YRG, which, you know, and then became DDP Yoga. And he goes, to be perfectly honest, we all laughed. You know, like, oh, God, now he's into yoga. What's next? Blah, blah, blah. But you said that it was going to change people's lives. You said that it was going to get so hot at some point it will dwarf what you did in wrestling. And we all thought you were the guy smoking crack, not Jake. You know, and now, you know, 10 years later, you know, one of their DJs, and it took like this, you know, Soul Brother, can't remember his name, but he goes by, but his name's Soul Brother something, and he is like my biggest supporter because he loves it. Next thing you know, I get a call from Russ, okay, I'm ready to do it. In the same month, I get a call from Steve Austin, and we're going to do a show, so he's gonna do it for a month as soon as he gets back from Mexico. So, I'm like, wow, okay. Those two cats. you know it's really got to be making an impact. So, you know, I just want people to know it's a, it, this has been, you know, a labor of love, all of this. And I just want, you know, people to know that I really do care, that people care. And I think it's pretty obvious by some of the things that we do here on Team GDP Yoga. Again, anybody's got any questions tonight, this is about you. I'm turning to now the questions over to you, the time over to you. I got all my shit out of the way. Oh, I do want to say that the Warriors of the Month, and this is how it's going to come to you more, because I ask people to send in, do you want to be Warrior of the Month, blah, 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 blah. You know, let me know what you're doing. And in the beginning, everybody was full of fire. That's where, you know, the drive started to fall apart out of it. So I sort of let it go. But the Warrior of the Month, this month, coming here in April, I'm already giving this out to Gabe and Brittany, both of them, for what
awesome.
They've done. And go
nice.
To, you want to read about it, you want to know who they are, go to ddpyoga.com and just go to Transformations. And if you've never done, if you've ever heard of this before, you're just coming on the show for the first time, go to ddpyoga.com, watch that video of Arthur. But after, if you haven't seen it, watch that, because you will be inspired. And then go to that transformation section. Just look them up, because I actually put them together, because they're the first couple that we've had that have just grabbed it, owned it.
Mm-hmm.
So that all being said, you got any call? You want to call in? The number is 347-994-1216. And a lot of the people who have talked to me on Team DDP Yoga that ask me the questions, and I go, that question's too long to answer. Please call me. Please come on the show and ask it. So that being said, Stacey, do we first of all, Robert, do we got any calls lined up?
Yeah, we've got one call on hold right now. But before we get to that, you just reminded me that actually Gabe and Brittany are going to come to Chicago to meet you at the Comic-Con.
Yeah, right, on Saturday, yeah. Looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, you knew. Okay, I thought I was giving you some news.
Nope, I already got that news. And, Robert, go to the message thing, because I'll put it up there so I got that now. Stacey, you got any questions over there?
I've got a quick question from Katie, and this is about the Comic-Con event. Is it this weekend?
Yes, it's this Saturday.
She wonders which day, Friday or Saturday, are you doing a demo, a DDP yoga demo?
Well, I'm actually going to be doing a workout, too. I'm just going to be doing, you know, doing a demo, but also be combining it with the workout. And that will be Saturday at 7:30. I think the autographs thing ends at 7, and there's someone in that room till 7:30, so we get it right after that. And, you know, last time we did it, when we did it, and I was really surprised how many people came in East Rutherford. God, we had about 40 people there, and about 15 of them were guys who actually work and women who work in the business, wrestlers, and then the other 25 were people, and our good friend Devin Storm came with his family and his little girl. She was awesome. She was doing it. And, you know, that's a big thing I'm probably going to do. As soon as we get the documercial to the point where it's just fine-tuning, I'm going to put together a group of kids, and I'm going to do DDP yoga for kids. And the ages are going to be like 6 through 12 or 13. And I'm going to do a... Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. So do we have any questions? Where do we got going?
Well, I do have a question that was sent by email, and this is from a team member named Jay, and he's in Arizona. He and his wife have been doing the workouts for about 20 days, and his concern is they haven't shown a lot of weight loss. And as far as I can tell from the email, they've been very faithful to the workouts. He doesn't mention anything about what they're eating. So I think that might be the problem. You know, I mean, they've lost some inches, but not a lot has really moved on the scale. So he just wondered what you might have to say about that.
Well, I'm going to, you know, as a person who knows the scale better than anybody, why don't you answer that?
Okay.
You know?
Well, I mean, to me, when I read this email, the fact that he didn't mention anything about food or what he's eating and what they're eating, that kind of was a red flag for me. 20 days isn't a huge amount of time investment. So if you're not really changing what you eat, I could see that there might just be some incremental changes and maybe some inches and your clothing's looser. What I would say, if you really want, and it sounds like he and his wife both have some weight to drop, it's what Dallas has been saying all along. You've got to go gluten-free and dairy-free for a couple weeks and see what the difference is and see how you feel and see what the scale starts doing. Because you told me I had to do that, and, you know, just no questions asked. Just do it and see what happens. And I did, and you know the rest is history. I mean, the weight just started to come off. I felt better, and I really didn't have any desire. As much as I like the taste of cheese and Wonder Bread and all that, it just wasn't worth it to me anymore. So I made some changes.
You know, and I only said the thing about gluten and dairy for you, Stacey, because you were over 100 pounds overweight. You know, and mm-hmm. if anybody's listening and you don't know Stacey's story, where were you when you first started, Stacey? What weight?
I was 345.
And
more than most football players.
Right. 90% of them, really, 95%
of them. Don't hold back. Tell
it. Hey, but you're not anymore. That's all that
right.
matters.
That's what matters.
And anyone who's 100, really like 80 pounds over, I know, but I put it at 100. It's 100 pounds or more overweight. You, whatever you're eating is not working. And here I'm going to take it back to, you know, some of it is not your fault. Probably a lot of it. You know, because I'm sure every person out here who's listening to this show who's a big guy or a big girl, you got friends of yours who eat way worse than you that are skinny as hell. You know, I mean, everybody does. And that pisses people off. Like, what? Why does that person? Because their genetic structure is different. And when I say no wheat and dairy, what I'm really saying now, I'm all about no GMO. Genetically modified foods. Our lobbyists and our big business companies that have genetically re-engineered the food that God's created, they've changed it. So some people can still adapt to it. But all the big people obviously cannot. And if you take the genetically modified food out of your diet, not being on a diet, take it out of what you're eating, Jake Roberts is the best example I can give because he was never going to do the workout because he never thought it would have helped. But he did try the eating thing because that wasn't so hard. And in 2 weeks, he lost 8 pounds. He wasn't even exercising. You know, so
yeah, I just want to say, you know, Dallas, you know some of my history, and I've struggled for most of my adult life. I mean, different methods, different diets, different tricks, and nothing. There's no gain for me to say this, you know, other than it's the truth. Nothing has worked for me like getting rid of the gluten and cow dairy, and it wasn't a struggle. The weight, not going to say it's magic, but the weight really just started to come off. Without the suffering, without the struggle, without all the bullshit that I went through for most of my adult life when I would try different diets and different food plans. I did not have to suffer.
You know, and the whole thing is that if you are someone who's got like 20 pounds, 30 pounds, whatever, 40, 50, maybe even 60 pounds loose, just calories. Calories in, calories out. So if you're doing the workout, and if you're doing the 20-minute workout, you know, well, that's not really the 40-minute workout. It's not the 50-minute workout. You know, you're going to get out of it what you're doing. Are you doing it 3 days a week? I always say you do the workout 20 minutes a day, really 25, 23 minutes a day, 3 days a week. You'll change the way you feel. But you really want to get to where you're doing it 40 minutes a day. That's the real world. 40, 45 minutes a day, 4 days a week, then you start to change your life. And when anything you put anything on top of that, then it's just gravy for cutting off the gravy. So,
absolutely.
And Sparky, you know, you just had that belly, right? I mean,
yeah.
And it took time to drop down, but you dropped it down and with calories? Is that what it was for you?
Yeah, it took a bunch of things. Gluten-free, dairy-free instantly dropped me about 20 to 30 pounds right off the bat with fat burner and energy. And then I started watching some calories, do a little calorie reduction. Then I started getting better, moving into phase three, and everything started to click. But, man, I was probably eating like 3,000 to 5,000 calories some days. So I was hoarding it.
Now, you know, it all comes down to numbers. That's pretty simple. That's just basic science. So I hope that helps whoever asked that question. Did you say what that was, Stace?
That was Jay from Arizona.
Okay, Jay, I hope that helped you out, buddy. I know we got some callers up here, and if you want to call in, we are. You can catch us at 347-994-1216. We only got a couple callers on, so if you want to call in, now would be a good time. We got Craig on the line. Hey, bud, what's up?
Hey, I'm wondering about this this teacher training thing I keep hearing about. What's that all about, man?
That's familiar.
How you doing? Because it's the Yoga Doc. What's going on?
Yoga Doc. Hey, Yoga Doc, we're going to come back to that question. I have a surprise for you. You're going to be really happy. Let's go to Cindy first, and then we'll talk about that, Yoga Doc.
Oh, and sure, yeah.
Call in 347-994-316. Cindy, where are you calling in from?
Tampa.
Hey, Cindy. How are you?
Hey, Cindy.
I'm good. How are you?
Unstoppable.
I hope to be one day, too. I just got my DVD. I just found you on the Internet about a week or so ago, and I've just been researching and I've never done yoga in my entire life. I have probably like 70 pounds that I want to lose. And a couple questions. The only diet or food plan that has ever worked for me has been vegan. Will your program work vegan? You know,
work with a vegan lifestyle?
Yeah. So you don't
Absolutely.
Have to eat eggs and meat.
No. You eat whatever you want as long as if it's something you think is going to cut your, you know, whatever your. Are you a vegan right now?
Well, I started back up about 3 weeks ago, because
okay,
it's the only thing that has ever worked for me.
Okay, but let me just explain something to you, because did you see the disabled veteran video of that guy, Arthur Borman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I want
you
to know. That's
what started me.
Okay, but I want you to know that Arthur, when he was that big and that beat up, ate as a vegan. And all you're doing by eating as a vegan, you're eliminating, you know, animal. And I get that.
Correct.
But I want you to look at the labels, because vegans tend to eat a lot of milk, eat a lot of dairy, eat a lot of wheat and flour and processed stuff. So,
yeah, no, not me. It's basically fruits, vegetables, and grains. That when I did this years ago, I lost 90 pounds years ago, but, you know, my love of food went, you know, things happened and I got out of it. And, you know, I started about 3 weeks ago walking and eating the vegan way, and that worked, but it's starting to get too damn hot to walk here in Tampa. And I've never done yoga in my entire life. I thought it was just that you just sit there and hum, you know. that's all I ever knew about yoga. So when I saw yours, I'm like, I was just sold, and I ordered it like the day after I started researching it. But that's what I wanted to know. I didn't know, you know, I mean, I eat beans, you know, and you know, I don't do the bread. I didn't do dairy. I mean, I don't have to do dairy. I have no problem. I'm not a cheese lover. Meat is, you know, I'm okay. But, you know, a lot of trainers and whatnot just say, oh, well, you have to have this amount of protein and this. And, yeah, you get protein and quinoa and beans and stuff like that. So I just wanted to healthy.
I agree with that, Cindy, but you got to do me a favor. You can't tell people that after you've done this for a while, I want you to pick any yoga class that you know of or seen, and I want you to go there and take it. And you're going to come back on the show, and you're going to say, Dallas, your stuff really isn't yoga. It's its own animal. And you're really going to do that. Like, DDP, got to do me a favor. We're creating a brand here. It's DDP yoga, because anyone who says, if some woman you're talking to says, well, I do yoga, oh, sorry, honey, I do DDP yoga.
Yeah. Well, I just looked at the Diamond Dozen, and I was like, you know, I was doing it as you were doing it. It was going a little fast for me, and I'm like, shit, does that mean that every minute of the whole yoga thing, are you having to keep yourself flexed so much and tight?
Only in the beginning. Only in the beginning, because that's what starts your engine up. After that, you will get it. And think about this. When you're sitting down, your heart rate's its lowest, right? Unless you're laying.
Right.
But as soon as you stand up, your heart rate goes up.
Right.
As soon as you start walking, your heart rate goes up. You start jogging, it goes up, running up, sprinting up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, take it to what we're doing where you're standing still. So the flexing quads and glutes helps you elongate your muscles, but at the same time, every time you flex a muscle, your heart's got to beat faster to get the blood to the muscle. So that's why, like, the one thing I want you to do with me right now, and anybody who's never done this before, and if you have, I've never taught this like this to recently, and I've done it on talk shows, I've done it when I'm on the radio, and everybody goes, oh, my God, that's so wild. So what I want you to do, Cindy, I want you to push your thumb and index fingers together. Can you do that? Are you on a speakerphone? Can you do that?
The index finger, is that the pointer finger?
Yes, yeah, your point finger, right?
Okay.
So you're big time and stuff. But I want you to push them against each other really hard.
Okay.
Now, when you do that, your pectoral muscle, your bicep, and your inside of your forearm, they all have to engage, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm feeling them.
Okay. Now, just keep them pushing together, but straighten your arms straight out in front of you. And try this at home if you think I'm kidding. Like, now with your arms straight out in front of you, pushing your thumbs against your index fingers, pull your pinkies away from your thumbs. Like, really stretch them. Now you'll feel your hand engage, the outside of your forearm, your tricep, your delta, and your trap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, move with resistance. Just don't raise your arms, because anybody can do that. Create resistance as you lean back with your arms back over your head as far as you can go comfortably. Now bring your arms out to a T. Pull your fingers away from each other. Now close your fist tight and hulk it up. Roll your shoulders. It's like a crab shot. Like, flex your shoulders. Flex your biceps. Roll your arms in. Now, attention. Shoulders back. Chest out. At ease. Now, does your forehead start to get a little sweaty?
Yeah.
Right. Because just sitting there, talking to me, just doing that one little movement shows that that's how you start to elevate your heart rate. And if you didn't get one of my heart monitors, get
I'm going to. I didn't, but I'm going to.
If you go back, Robert's right there. If you just send Robert, your talk, he's on the show right here with you, Robert Dallas Page, that you purchased from my program, you'll be able to get it still for that same $20 off of that. And that's the heart monitor we have. It's not only good, I guarantee it. And if it screws up, I send you another one. And we haven't had any problem with any of our heart monitors. They're the same heart monitors I have until I put my own brand on that same heart. That same heart monitor I'm going to have the DDP Yoga stamp on. We're just trying to find the right company right now. But you'll get the same deal from that, just to let you know. But you really want to kick your ass, so to speak, in the beginning with the touchdowns and the diamond cutters. And then get into a lunge position or something. And then you won't have to engage as much. You look over, you see your heart rate, you'll be like, oh, my God, now disengage. Then you don't have to work so hard. And as you go through these workouts, Cindy, don't be afraid to lower to a knee. It's not a sprint. You're not in a race with anybody. Do it at your own pace, and that's what you'll find throughout the workouts. I try to make them fun. Everybody, you know, they've been out there for a while. We're about to come out with some new ones now in 2014. They'll just take it to the next level again, just to keep changing it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you'll have fun.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good. I've got a son that's 400-plus pounds, and I just want him to start doing this with me because, you know, he needs it a lot more than I do. And I've already talked to him about it, and he's like, yoga? And I'm like, just, you got to look on YouTube. You got to look on YouTube. You got to see all these transformations. You just have to.
You just said DDP yoga. You know, what's DDP? And if he didn't know who I was as a wrestler, somebody knows does, and they would have went, Diamond Dallas Page says yoga? No. He says DDP. Wrestlers, take those six pictures, Cindy. You really want them. Don't you wish you took them, Stacy? Don't you wish you took those six pictures?
Yeah, I do.
Well, everybody on your website that has welcomed me as a new member, every single one of them has said, make sure you take the six pictures. If you don't do anything else, take the six pictures. And everybody, there's been so many people that have welcomed me and has just been awesome, just awesome. And I've gone in the chat room and chatted with people and, you know, they've just, everybody's been awesome. And everything about you seems so sincere. You don't seem like, you know, you're in it for the money and you're Joe Salesman at all. I mean, that impresses me. I don't usually respond to, you know, any of this shopping online and, you know, late night shopping on TV or anything like that. But once I started seeing all this stuff on YouTube, I was just like, oh my gosh, where have this been my whole life? You know? So I can't wait to start it.
Well, I think as you get healthier and stronger, your son's going to want to follow your lead. So, you know, just take it from your own health, and I think you're going to change other people's lives.
All right. Well, I want to. I have to, and all of that. Well, I'll let you guys go because I know there's other people wanting to talk to you, too. And I guess this is every Wednesday night on the radio?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock.
All right. Well, how long does it last?
You never know, though. Sometimes it takes for a life of its own.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you again.
Thanks for calling.
And I'm going to make you guys proud of me.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
That was pretty cool.
That was weird.
Our next caller, Barbara. Where are you calling in from, Barb?
Hey, I'm calling from Boston.
Hey, is that Barb's?
Yes, it is. I got to tell you, when I saw you at Temple University, when I my eyes just popped out of my head and my jaw dropped. I can't get over the flexibility on you. You know, I see the videos, but to see it live is just, you have the flexibility of a 10-year-old kid. Hell, you laugh. It's true. I tell everyone, if you can ever get to see DDP, go see him.
Mm-hmm. You came right at the end. Did you know I was going to be there and you drove down and you just came late?
You had it on for your appearances, Temple University, and that's it. There was no information. It's like, where do you find the I couldn't find the information anywhere.
I asked Robert.
He said, he goes, he thought it was open just for the students. But you know what I did? I called that morning, and Temple University said, you know what, come on down.
And we did two classes there, too. And Barb's came right at about the last 20 minutes. I was like, Barb's, I'm running for a plane in 20 minutes. She goes, I don't care. I made it. I made it for the last 20 minutes.
It was crazy, but it was worth it. It was just to see the flexibility of real life. I never seen anything like it.
I know. Not to bury anybody, but I was told not to.
It was all young kids there, all students, all kids probably in their 20s. Here's Diamond Dallas Page, 57, that had more flexibility than all of them there.
That was pretty funny. They had a good time. We had about 50 people in that last class, too. It was pretty nuts. And some of the people came up from the lady who does the yoga class down there. About 10 of those people came up, too. And she was a nice lady. I said, are you ready to do something completely different that's not yoga? And she loved it. She had a blast. So that's always entertaining for me.
Now, did you make the plane all right?
You know, I got to the plane, and then I waited for 2 hours. I mean, we had no traffic, and Philly at 6 o'clock. How we made that was, you know, only because I was going to have to sit there for 2 hours, and then we got on the tram and waited for another hour. It was brutal, but it was the end of my road trip. I just come back from Mania. Yeah, I spent 6 days out there. And then went to see my family, and then went down the Jersey Shore, you know, where Sandy hit. Point Pleasant was really the center of it, and that's where I grew up. You know, and I grew up from Seaside, you know, to Asbury Park, and it was like 4 or 5 months ago when it hit, and all that time, and some of those areas still look like it was like Hiroshima, man. It was like brutal.
That was crazy.
Brutal. So you got a question
tonight,
Barbie? Just giving
it up. Yes, I have. Yeah, I do. I want to know, like, how when you do the Red Hot course. Now, how many minutes? You know, you have it for 12 minutes.
Right.
How did you get that flexibility? How did you actually get to be that strong and flexible?
How often do I do it? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah. Say, on an average day, were you doing it an hour? What were you doing?
Well, you know, every day my workout changes because I'm always coming up with new workouts. Like Chris Jericho and I just talked again about it. You know, I put a text over to him, dude, when are we going to do our workouts? Because I really want to do some with Chris because he's touting about it. He was just in the UK, and they were one of the girls who has a show there called Our House. He said, so you're doing the DDPO guy? I just got it. And he goes, oh, God. He went on a 5-minute rant about it. Chris promotes us so much. I want him to get a piece of this. I want him to do some workouts with me. So I'm always looking to do different stuff, but really mixing it up. If I don't do it because of the road, because the road does, pull me around sometimes, and because I'm so busy going from one thing to another, I don't get to get a workout in the way I want to. You know, I'll grab like 10 or 15 minutes here or there, but I'm only working out 5 days a week. I still want to rest my body, you know, minimum of one, sometimes 2 days a week. But in positions that I have trouble with, like my left knee is really bothering me right now, and I just went to see my doctor again. And you got to remember that, you know, I put a lot of wear and tear on my body. You know, being a professional wrestler, people can say what they want about professional wrestling. One thing stands true, you can't fake gravity. And all the beatings and all the times I jammed down on my knees and I played basketball for years, jumping up and down, and your knees only have so much. It was explained to me like this, my doctor said, you know, when you take a chicken bone and you take the leg out and you pull it out before you eat the meat and you look at the end of the bone and there's this plastic, right, cartilage around the bone, and it's fresh. Well, with us, that's the same way our bones, there was nice plastic coating around it. Not plastic, but, you know, ligaments and stuff, whatever it's called, that goes around that covering. Well, over a period of time, if you beat up your body, you break it away, and you break it away, and you break it away, and then it's bone on bone. And that is really difficult. So, like, when I wake up in the morning, if I ate wheat and dairy right now because of the inflammation, I would be screwed. And that's why I'm such a, you know, all about genetically modified foods. I don't eat them because they don't work in your body as you get older, no matter who you are. I don't care who you are. If you can eat plastic, you can't eat that stuff as you get older if you beat up your body. And I have. And so, you know, I got to start moving. I already start feeling better. But, you know, I got a lot of stairs. I got 20 stairs from the top to the bottom every morning when I'm home. And until I hit the mat and do my second or third squat and drop, I can't go as well. And I just start to break up that scar tissue every day, break up that scar tissue. Like, my flexibility waking up and where it is after I've been working out for 5 minutes are like night and day. But after I'm there, then it's just like staying ahead of it, staying oiled up, and continually breaking up scar tissue. But my knee, I just got a cortisone shot in it, and they told me If that doesn't work, there's another thing called Hyalgan, and what it is like an oil. And you get it 4 weeks in a row. It is really uncomfortable putting the needle into the middle of your joint. And I just breathe through it. God, I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this. I say that the whole time. They're sticking us like an idiot. I love this feeling. Putting that deep into my knee. And I did it like 3 years ago. But the doc said, if it works, then you'll be okay and keep coming back for that. If it doesn't work, it'll be time for the knee replacement. Scott Hall just had a hip replacement. I'm not looking forward to a knee replacement, but if I do, each and every one of you will be on the journey with me. From the hospital, my first day doing therapy, every week I will blog, a video blog about, and I will show you how I come back with DDP yoga, and I will get my knee back close to what it is, maybe better than what it is right now. So it's just repetition, Barb, and everybody out there. The more you do something, the more you own it. I heard the quote, repetition is the mother of learning. I'll never forget saying that to someone one time, and they looked at me like I was speaking Spanish, but they just couldn't believe a wrestler would have that quote. Because people have in their minds certain things of what you should and shouldn't be. Don't judge a book by its cover. So I hope that answers your question. I got some more people on here, Barb. Thank you so much.
One quick question. The workshops, have you guys put them live for Skype yet?
Do what, honey?
You know when you do the workshops in Atlanta, have they been able to do it on Skype?
You know, I have not been able to do that yet, but I am going to do that. It's right now, everything is wrapped around the docu-mercial, and it's literally taken up all of our time. I mean, literally, because we're just...
I just missed it or whatnot.
Nope, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be doing that. All right, honey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for coming all the way to Temple.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we got John. John, where are you calling in from, bud?
I'm John from Rhode Island. How are you doing?
I love Rhode Island.
Yeah, I actually met you in 2000, I believe. It was a long time ago.
Ah, cool. Where were we, in Rhode Island?
Yeah, you were at the Warwick Mall, I believe, with Kimberly.
So you had a question?
Yeah, look, if you ever think about it, do you ever think about having your yoga being put on a movie to show the people how to do yoga for their health?
On a movie?
Yes.
Like, I don't understand how you mean.
Like how you want to make a movie for yoga, like, for instance. Like, you have a few DVDs already, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep. Like a documentary?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, is a documentary about DDP yoga and Scott Hall and Jake Roberts.
Oh,
yeah, really, it's about, you know, it's never too late. And we're going to give examples, of course, of, you know, Scott and Jake's life. It's Resurrection of Jake Snake and Scott Hall. But we have a lot of other people, too. So that will work its way, you know, through there. So it's funny you say that because, yeah, we are doing that. So you won't have long to wait, man. It'll be at least another year or so. You know, we're filming. We're constantly editing. That's why we put all this stuff on YouTube. Are you a follower on DDP TV on YouTube?
Yeah, I was on there. I've been seeing most of the thing with Scott lately. I've been getting most of the messages. I don't know if you remember, but you're the one that got that little song for your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, awesome. All right, Johnny, well, there's your answer, buddy. Yeah, we're doing that. So believe me, we will keep you posted. All right,
okay.
Thanks for calling in. Next call, we got two more callers on here. We're closed lines down right now, but we will definitely get to both of these. Stacey, do we have any more questions online out of the chat room?
No, that's it from the chat room.
I actually got one from DDP Yoga, if you're up for it.
Yeah, sure. Bro. Yeah.
All right. Andy was asking about his wife doing the energy workout. She didn't feel sore. And she wanted to know if that was common because of the stretching or the way the workout's set up.
Well, I think that's the easiest workout of all of them. And if you're if she's doing the without using the modifications and she's just starting this, I think that no matter what, if you're sore, it's a good thing. Now, if you're hurt, that's a whole nother. At least I've always had the discussions with Carney Wilson. She goes, it hurts. I go, it hurts. It can't hurt. I go, is it uncomfortable? Okay, well, it's uncomfortable. I go, well, scar tissue's uncomfortable, honey. You know? You got to work yourself. What did you say, Spark?
Yeah, you got to push yourself. Sometimes that uncomfortable soreness is good, but when it gets to the ouch pain stop.
Yeah, right. Pain means pain. No pain, no gain. That doesn't work for me. Pain means pain. I want to feel better after I'm doing something. That's one of the reasons I always tell people to wear a heart monitor, because if you work out on the higher end of your fat burner zone and past that in your anaerobic zone, you're going to feel exhausted afterwards. Like it kicked your ass. I don't want you to feel like that, right? So, okay. So we got that one done. We got Travis next. I haven't talked to Travis yet, have I?
Yep.
No.
Hey guys, hey Dallas, how you doing?
Good, man. Where are you calling in from, Travis?
I'm South Dakota. I'm your DDP Kool-Aid guy from a few months back.
Awesome, man. How are you, man?
I'm all right. Yeah, I've just got back from the dojo, and I give you guys a call because you know I'm trying to hold up my spot as the new regular as Robert Sparky tell me that I am. So. Yeah, you know, I got to keep it going. Yeah, I was just thinking from last week there, you know, about DDP yoga and such there. I've been saying DDP yoga is ukemi. If anybody does jiu-jitsu, ukemi is rolling and falling. So you basically learn ukemi to learn how to fall properly. So that way,
right,
you fall down, you'll be able to get back up again and do what you need to do. So it's just like when you learn to take your bumps there when you started in wrestling, whatever else. Did you learn, you know, did you learn the high spots right away, or did you learn closer to the ground?
Just like you, bro. The first thing they make you do, and it's so, at least because I've done judo before, and I know it's not exactly like jiu-jitsu, but it's very similar in a lot of different ways. But I can remember you fall in a way that feels natural to you. In wrestling, it's completely different. Like, what they have you do is, like you put your hands, like, if a guy's on all fours, like in table position, and you put your hands on him, and you kick your feet in the air, and then you got to fall through and fall on your back. Like, how it's taught to you in wrestling is your back hits from the top of your spine to the lowest part of your vertebrae, your glutes and your hands all hit at one time. So you absorb the impact throughout your whole, you know, your torso up to your neck. And it's the weirdest thing ever when someone's picking you up to slam you, because you want to put your arm back to break a fall or go with a roll or something, and it's just so unnatural. More guys get hurt trying to figure out how to fall in the beginning. And you just got to go, okay, I'm going to push everything that feels natural aside. I'm just going to do what they're telling me to do, because obviously, and then it gets to a point where it's amazing, like playing football or even, you know, any kind of jiu-jitsu or any kind of sport, that your body can get used to something, especially if you do it a lot. You know, a lot of this goes with DDP yoga. Your body gets used to something, and then it can take contortions and spots that you could never hold before. Well, with wrestling, I mean, I could take a flat, in my 30s and early 40s, I could take a fast, what I call a flat back bump, and just, like, I feel it, but it wasn't like it went, ugh. My body was used to it. Now, if Goldberg was coming to spear me, I was making sure I got out of the way of that as soon as possible, because he come through me. You know? And certain guys, like John Bradshaw's clothesline, that thing, you needed to be moving as he was coming, or he, you know, he could paralyze you because he would come through so hard. With nothing fake about that. But again, yeah, if you learn how to fall first, you know, and it's just like all the movements that I teach in DDP yoga, there's always someone doing that modification. If you can't do it, if it's going too fast, if you're having trouble getting up and down, grab a chair, like Arthur did. And I never would have known that until I watched him do it. You know.
Yeah, and you hit my point exactly. That's exact, because every time we, you know, get white belts, you know, come into a class, they try to learn, you know, simple front roll, and they feel it, you know, from shoulder to heel and everything, because they're hitting all those points. And until you keep doing to where you learn how to roll properly and then fall properly and take the, you know, we start low to the ground first. We don't start standing up there. You go to your knees and you learn to roll, and then you start standing up and you're raising yourself up, and you get more used to it. And that's the same thing you talk about with the modifications, and that's where you're talking, you know, where your energy person there, you know, feeling sore during energy. Well, yeah, you're going to start the stuff. You're going to feel sore starting any exercise program right away. You modify and you work your way into it slowly. So, yeah, that's exactly what I was looking at. Hey, then the one question I got here, I saw online here you were talking about Stone Cold. Yoga. What was happening with that?
You know, it's funny because we did a radio show, and he said he was going to do it on the show, and then the show didn't air.
Yeah.
And then the show, because it had bad, the news couldn't hear it because of the background noise around that stuff. And so I said it thinking that it was aired, that it was airing, and then I just said it at Temple, and then everybody picked up on it. And so, oh, man, I was so bummed out. I didn't want anybody to even know about it until he said it on the air. I was so pissed. But he said he was going to try it for a month. And it all blew up in my face when the thing didn't air. I was so bummed out. But, yeah, he said he was going to do it. But, yeah, I've also had Hot Rod tell me he was going to do it, too, and he didn't do it. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah. And you got two of the same kind of mentality. They're going to do it on their own time. And, you know, and when they get there, they'll get there. Then, like you said, last time when I asked you about Hot Rod, you know, they're going to come back to you and say, why didn't you hold me down and make me do this? So,
and you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And the only reason Steve was actually talking about doing it is because so many other people, you know, was talking about it. And, you know, he figured, I mean, Steve was with me when I developed this damn thing. He was
with me.
Do
you remember what he said when you and I were developing it, the workouts Dallas? He's walking in, hanging out at the apartment at your place.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Said,
we're sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta do this, Steve. Come on. You remember that?
Yeah,
man, I appreciate the brutality, but it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah, that's what he said. His body's stiff, you know, so he has to, and I never asked him to do it after that, ever. He's the one who brought it to me. I didn't ask him to do it because, yeah, I know you can't teach, you know, an old redneck new tricks, you know, sometimes, but, you know, he's got to want it. And Yoga Doc, I completely forgot you were on the thing on air. You know what they're doing? Doc, you're going to be the happiest guy alive.
Where, who, what?
You just asked me about the Yoga for Regular Guys book that we wrote. They are re-putting it out on e-book.
Oh, nice.
Well,
yeah, what about that?
Yeah, and now we can make that part of the program, bro. And, you know, because we are working on certifications right now. Doc is going to head it up. For those of you who don't know the Yoga Doc, you just heard us talk about him. He's Dr. Craig Aaron, one of the greatest chiropractors and applied kinesiologists on the planet, who has, you know, studied yoga up and down for 20 years. He's one of the first real regular guys that I ever met that, you know, that did yoga, because there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. But 20 years ago, I didn't even know they existed, you know. And I thought, you know, I was like the first one, but, you know, I wasn't. There was a lot of guys. We got a guy, Yoga Anonymous. He has a big online spot thing, and he's a big yogi. His name is Dan, great guy. And, you know, regular guy, just a dude, man. Loves what we're doing with DDP Yoga. and really wants to help you, you know, help explode. So, you know, the original book that Yoga Doc and I wrote will be out on ebook, and
nice.
It'll be part of our program. As far as, you know, we changed some of the names since we did from back then. Really, fit none of the movements or any of that stuff. You know, everything else is exactly the same.
I like to call it the Old Testament of DDP Yoga.
Oh God, that's awesome! Yeah.
Is that going to be on the site then, or?
We haven't worked that out yet. My partner, who actually did it with us in this company called Quirk, she was pissed that they put it together and didn't talk to her, because we hold all the rights. The book company holds rights too, but you know, there's a lot of, you know, technical stuff there that, you know, that they got to figure out. But I'm sure it'll all get worked out, and you know, it should have, you know, have a stamp of DDP Yoga on it, because it's, you know, it's generated. It's not like they printed out, you know, 100,000 books. It's ebook, so they can change anything they want. You know, so, you know, that being said, it'll definitely be part of our must read. You know, you want to know how we do things, and we had a lot of fun in that book. You know, the book originally started out where, you know, it had a lot of tongue in cheek. Yeah. We had some fun in there. So, hey,
brought a lot of humor to the game. Brought a lot of humor.
Yeah, we brought a lot of humor to that book. Travis, thanks for calling in, bro.
Hey,
bet. Have a great night, buddy. We got
you
one
too.
More caller if he's still here. Evan, you still around?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's happening?
How are you, bud? Where are you calling in from?
Marietta, Georgia.
Dude,
hey.
You're right. You're right here.
We're
waiting
to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your question, man?
I got a question. I've been bullshitting for, excuse me, like, been messing around for about 2 years, you know, putting it off, not getting it. You tried to get me to get onto it down at in Charlotte at the Fan Fest. I did either 08 or 09. You were still calling it YRG back then.
Yep.
And so, I just ordered it last week, left for work today, and it was just getting dropped off in the mail today. And I'm just real excited, man. I'm about 345, about 6'2", 345, but it's, you know, it's all built all around my gut, man. I'm really excited about getting started and just jumping in full force and getting started. It's just, I mean, I'm about damn near emotional right now, because it's, I mean, my weight ain't never bothered me. I've always been an athlete, and you know, I coach now, but I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and you know, I want to stick around and be around them, man. So I'm really excited and just ready to just, you know, cold turkey change everything. And I ain't even got the package busted open yet, but like I said, just got dropped off in the mail today, so I'm like really excited. And any kind of advice you got, man, I'm all ears.
Okay, yeah, I got a lot of advice for you. This is what I tell absolutely everyone. Because, you know, Evan, you know, so many people write me on Team DDPO because, you know, I really like that. So on Facebook, I really write that. And
yeah.
But I only spend time with people that put the work in. And
right.
If you put the work in, I mean, I'm about to call a guy here who lost 35 pounds the first month. And how did this guy lose 35 pounds in 1 month? Did it by, first of all, overseeing what he was eating. And when you're 100 pounds or more overweight, there's certain foods that you can't eat anymore. Like, how old are you now, Evan?
I'm 33.
Okay, 33. You're still a baby. You're a young man. I haven't even started wrestling yet, okay? So when I say that your body doesn't like foods that are genetically modified, in other words, that a big business, okay, has taken and completely changed the genetic structure so they can make 3 times more money. And it's great for a business model. For the company, it's awesome. For us as human beings, it's tough. You know, I want to eat what God created. And I'm just telling you, man, that phase 2 and phase 3 will really help that. And the thing with, I watched it heal Arthur Borman, who was a vegan, but Arthur ate a lot of processed garbage. You know, because just because he didn't eat animals, well, he ate a lot of shit. You know, he ate a lot of pizza, stuff that his body says, well, you know what, we're just going to turn this right to fat because we don't know how to process that. Oh, it's not real food. It's completely genetically changed food. So, you know, and our lobbyists, I want to tell people this, our lobbyists out there who are, these guys are criminals as far as I'm concerned, because they just money to get
you.
A vote on.
Love you.
You know, to vote on things that really, that like GMO. They said a thing out this last vote that was like, if you want to pass this bill that makes these big companies write GMO, in other words, genetically modified organism, in front of, say, wheat or milk or soy or corn, well, it's going to jack the prices up. And somehow people really thought that was possible because it's on an ingredients level. It's going to raise the cost of food. That's impossible. So since they passed that, and since big money will control what we do, the smaller companies that use real, watch for labels that say no GMO.
Okay.
That's what you're going to start to see in the next couple of years. And I'm telling you, my friend, you really want to go gluten-free and dairy-free. And if you look at kids, okay, and you look at their parents, if one of the parents is obese, meaning 50 pounds or more overweight, the odds of that kid being overweight or obese are like 80%. Those aren't my numbers. Those are like those statistic numbers. So if you grab this now, your kids are so young, they don't know. They don't even know what they're eating. They know what you give them. So
right.
If you and your wife start to go into your cabinets, man, and eat out what you have because everybody ain't made of money, but start to replace it with real food and then start to get this workout down. You know, you're going to get out of this what you put into it. You've got an email today. If you bought the program, well, you got the email a couple days ago to join TDPO. Join it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Did you see on the front page it said new members? Did you go to that front page and then see how to take those pictures?
That's right, yeah. The before and stuff and all that stuff, yeah.
They are critical to you watch and the measurements because your muscle is stronger than your fat. And a lot of your muscle is turned to fat. But as your muscle, you know, your body loses weight and you're gaining more muscle, well, that muscle's heavier than the fat.
Right.
So that's why it's imperative that you take the measurements, especially if you're 340, because you want to see the change. And if I give you the greatest example of inspiration I can give to you, a good friend of mine who I've met through Team DDP Yoga, his name is Slim Gilliam. Slim started our program 11 months ago. He was 601 pounds. 29 years young.
Wow.
Today, 11 months later, bro, and dig what I'm saying here, no GMO foods. He had no wheat, no dairy. He replaced it with real foods. Slim is 198 pounds down in 11 months.
Wow.
So, no one can tell me what you can. There's a kid, he's 22, his name is Gabe. You can see him right in transformation section on DDP Yoga, and his girlfriend, Brittany, same name as my daughter, and Brittany's lost 85 pounds in 10 months, Gabe's lost 129. So what's possible? It's all there, Gabe. What I would do if I was you, here's your advice. You've already joined Team DDP Yoga. Take the pictures. And then take pictures without your shirt on, front, back, and side, so you can really see. Take those measurements. Start yourself a food journal. You want to know what you're eating. You got a phone, right? You got a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know that you can write anything in that. I have people writing what they eat before they eat it in the notes section of their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to make a conscious decision to eat the shit instead of the good stuff if you write it down before you write it down. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
If you're writing it all capitals, you're yelling at yourself before you eat it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next thing, water. Water, water. You cannot drink too much water. It is a fact that I believe it's 72% of the time that we think we're hungry, we are really thirsty. But we've been so pre-programmed to eat, eat. I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. Pick this up, pick this up, pick this up. Eat, eat, eat. If you just drink 12 ounces of water first, then if you want to eat something, go eat something. But most times, you're just thirsty. So drink water. And every time before you eat, and I mean before you sit down to dinner, sit down to breakfast, sit down to lunch, before you have a snack, drink 12 ounces of water. I will guarantee you, you will not be as hungry. So those are your big tips. Now, here's the deal, bro. You do this. Everyone's posting, you're active. We're all here. I can't be here every week because my schedule is insane, but I guarantee you we got somebody going to be here. Stacy's going to be here most likely with Sparky. Robert will absolutely be here. Sometimes it's Sparky. We bring in Slim. We bring in different people to talk, and, you know, sometimes Arthur's here. Sometimes Terry's here. We got a great group of people here, bro. You got the greatest support system on the planet, and you are so lucky to be right here 5 miles from me, because on June 22nd, I have my next, I can't believe I didn't talk about it earlier, I have my next workshop right here in Atlanta, right in Smyrna, man, right at the community center. So,
right, yeah. Less than 10 minutes away from there, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. You can't be any closer. There's people who would kill them right where you are right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know? So, it's all there, buddy. It's all here.
One thing to add, don't ever feel overwhelmed. If you just look in that program guide, we just reworked that program guide to make it easier to follow, meaning the whole nutrition part.
Right.
It's got a lot of answers there for you. It really does.
And whatever doesn't is right there on Team DDP Yoga, and you see how many people, like the woman who just came on here early, Cindy, you could tell she was blown away by the reaction of the people. And I've always said, if I help you, just help others. That's it. I mean, once people get the program, if people knew how close they could get to me themselves, they would never believe it. If they help others, forget about it. They just would never believe it. I mean, all the people are coming down to the retreat in Mexico. I mean, the reason I don't let 200 people come down there because I want to be able to spend time with everybody. And everyone will feel like they personally know me before they leave there. I've got people the last two, this is our third time. We got like 8 or 10 people been there every year. You know? Mm-hmm. And this year it'll be probably another 15 of them. So, you know, it's all here, Evan. It's on you, man. You got it. You got the tool.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all, and I'll definitely be in touch, and I'll handle all that stuff I need to handle as far as with pictures and all that stuff. I'm diving all into it tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm still at work right now, just taking time out to try to get on the phone with y'all, man. But I appreciate y'all. And TDP, I commend you everything you're doing with Scott and Jake, man. That's some heavy shit, man. I'm a big wrestling fan, man. That's just great to see them guys doing that, as good as they're doing.
I
appreciate it, man. You know, but I ain't giving you all the credit because they got to put the work in too. But what I'm
damn right. Hey, I don't want any of it. So. Hey, guys, honest truth, I don't want any of it. They all put the work in, and that's what I said about Arthur. You know, it's like, oh, man, what you did with that disabled veteran? All I was the guide. That's all I was. I said, hey, man, do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. Do this. You know? And he did it. You know, know, Stacy, I was just me and Terry. Terry and Terry were just her guy. She put all the work in. Sparky, he put all the work in. You know, Robert, I do make him.
All right, well, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all take care, man.
All right, guys, great show tonight. A lot of fun. A lot of fun talking to a lot of different people here today. And yeah, we'll bring back some more of our celebrity guests in weeks to come. But I think it's really important that we have these as well. And I really appreciate especially you, Sparky, and Stacy, for coming on here. Robert, you know, holding the whole fort together as he always does. You know, it's really been amazing. And we guys got a great group of people here. Just want to remind everybody that if you just tuned in late, you're calling in from the UK or you've been listening, I will be in Swindon in the UK outside of London about 2 hours at the end of June and then heading right to Scotland after that. You can catch all the – where do you find all that, Robert, on DDP Yoga? If people want to know about the actual locations on there, because obviously our location for the for whatever they call it, the temple wasn't so good. We've got to get better spots in there than that. Do we actually know where we're going in the UK? I guess it's the 28th, the workshop there.
Yeah, I'll tell you the backstory on that temple thing. But, yeah, if you go to ddpyoga.com and click under DDP Appearances, there's an Appearances tab which shows, you know, if you're going to be on a radio show or a TV show, it's in there. And underneath that is sign up for workshops and events. We'll take you right to the workshops page.
Okay, cool. And, we'll be in Chicago this weekend. If you're in Chicago, I know Katie's going to come down. Looking forward to meeting Gabe and Brittany and a bunch of you guys who, we got a lot of people in Chicago area who do DDP yoga. So I'd love to have you guys come on by. Let's catch a, half hour, 40-minute workout. It'll be a lot of fun and very interactive. So, again, Sparky, thanks for being a part of this and being on tonight. And love your foot in the air. And Robert, thanks for everything, buddy. Appreciate it all. I got to get packed. Yeah. I got to leave early in the morning because I got TV I got to do on Friday morning somewhere. I don't know where. Somewhere in Chicago.
Happy trails.
Yeah, thank you for calling in tonight. You were wonderful. You were marvelous. But see ya.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.